Right now, though, we want to talk about something that's a fun event that's coming up. And it's an exciting event, too, because it involves a ribbon cutting. Not only that, and food. And maybe they'll cut it with a blade of some sort, you know, right? A different ribbon cuttings. They use different things representing what's going on. We're not quite sure what they're going to do for the ribbon cutting for the Neighborhood Alliance and their kitchen, which will officially open the a place for great nutritious meals to be given out to the community that they'll be able to prepare there. It's a chef's competition in ribbon cutting. We've got the CEO and president of the Neighborhood Alliance, Alicia Foss, joining us. You used a sledgehammer to break open the walls earlier, right? So I'm just thinking, you know, your implements are always timely for sort of thing. So maybe just something to think about when you have the ribbon cutting coming up for this event called the Spork Off, which is coming up on Wednesday, March 29th, from 11 to 1. How did this idea come about? I know ribbon cutting is a ribbon cutting, but this really adds a special twist to it.
Well, right? We did sledgehammers for the groundbreaking, so we thought we needed to do something a little bit more exciting for the ribbon cutting. So we really wanted to showcase our kitchen and how it could be potentially used in the future, and bring in some local chefs to do a little cooking competition. So we've partnered with Second Harvest Food Bank, and they have selected some mystery items that the chefs will be using to prepare their meals. And then we have a panel of judges who will taste those meals and tell us which one is the winner. And that chef and their team will then win the Spork Award.
I see your judges. You've got Marcus Madison, also Tony Gallo from the Chamber, and Kathy Valderrama from your board chair for that. So they're the ones that kind of get to sample it and give their cuisine critique, I guess, as it were, for that.
Exactly.
I like the fact that they get those special items from Second Harvest that kind of, you never know what they might have. So it's kind of a fun cooking competition. Who are the chefs preparing these meals?
So we have Chef Sean Wright from the Foundry Kitchen and Bar in Elyria. We have Chef Michael Castro from Lorraine, Modern Elegance Chefs. And we have Chef Angel Sanchez from Lorraine as well. So some local chefs that will be preparing these foods.
I always like to get them involved, bringing the community like that. That's kind of a neat thing to do. And again, the ribbon cutting is coming up on Wednesday, March 29th. Talk about the importance of this. Now, this is the old YMCA building that you've kind of renovated. Talk about what you're able to do there now, thanks to this new kitchen that's there.
So the kitchen concept is to consolidate the meals that we're providing into the community. We were working out of kitchens in all of our separate buildings, and we're centralizing to this one kitchen. So this kitchen will provide meals for our home-delivered meals program, which now encompasses the bulk of the county, but also for both of our child care centers in Elyria and Lorraine, as well as the Haven Center homeless shelter that's also in Lorraine. So we'll be doing all of the food for all of our programs out of this one kitchen.
Since you're delivering to so many communities now, how many meals are you doing a day?
So we do about 600 a day. It comes out to roughly 3,000 a week, maybe a little bit more at this point because we've added some communities recently that we're delivering to. And the kitchen has the capacity to go up to 9,000 meals per week. And that would include, you know, the home-delivered meals and the child care centers and the shelter. But the whole goal is to be able to triple our capacity out of this kitchen and be able to provide that much more food into the community.
What kind of meals are you making there? It's hard for me to figure out what I'm having 2 days from now. You have to plan out with all your supplies and stuff. You're not just sort of repackaging things. You're actually preparing meals, right?
So right now, we're starting with repackaging some catered meals because the caterer is selected by Western Reserve Area Agency on Aging for the Home Delivered Meals Program. However, for Haven Center and our child care centers, we are going to start cooking our own foods. So we have a dietitian on staff who will be helping our chef prepare the menus for our locations, and we will be looking at using more fresh fruits and vegetables and providing more foods that are friendly for dietary restrictions and a little bit healthier than what you might get out of a can. So that's the plan.
Oh, yeah. It's like a home-cooked meal, in a sense,
exactly.
That comes through, too. Now, these chefs get to prepare this. They know where these are going. You know, sometimes the chef gets to see how the people enjoy their meals. But doing something like this, you know that you're really helping people who are in need for a meal that day.
Right.
Wow. So, again, the ribbon cutting is coming up on the Wednesday, March 29th. What does it mean, I guess, now to have this open and ready to go? It's one thing through the planning stage, one through sort of the construction of it, seeing it develop. Now you're thinking, okay, we got this in place. Let's see how well it does. for that?
Yeah, this is part of a six-phase building renovation project that we're doing. This is phase one, so we're excited. We were excited to break ground on it and get it going, but we're very excited to get this up and running and really be able to prepare these meals and get them out into the community. And the goal is that we can feed so many more people this way, and we'll be, you know, looking for additional partnerships down the road in places that we can provide meals to further serve the community. So it's very exciting for us, and you know, we're just appreciative of the support that we've had in doing this and making it happen.
Did you say six phases?
Six phases.
So what else might we see in the years to come?
So in the not-so-distant future, we will be breaking ground on the Haven Center, which is our homeless shelter. We are putting an addition on that building. We've been doing warming centers in the community for the last couple of years and also using hotels to house the homeless because there isn't enough capacity in the county for all the people who need a bed at night. So the shelter will get an addition put on it, and we will be able to expand our capacity and hope to cover that need a little bit better.
Talking this morning to Lisa Foss, CEO, President of Neighborhood Alliance. I see you guys almost 100 years now that you've been serving the community like that. So there's a lot of things even happening as you approach the century mark for that. I also noticed on your Facebook page, summer programs as well. So you have things besides the meals, things to help families and kids too, right?
Correct, yes. Yeah, we will have summer camp coming up at our child care centers starting when school lets out. We have a very exciting schedule, lots of field trips planned for this year. So we're hoping to get kids enrolled at both our Elyria and Lorraine sites.
Well, that sounds good. I see you have local community members helping out as sous chefs for them, to kind of prepping for those other guys who know what's going on, see what their knife skills might be for that. And, of course, Mayor Whitfield will act as master of ceremonies.
Yes.
He's always a good partner to have on board with knowing what happens in the community. Again, it's Wednesday, March 29th from 11 to 1, with judging and awards starting at around 12:30 or so on Washington Avenue at the old YMCA building location. You can go to myneighborhoodalliance.org for more details.
And we will be live streaming this as well. So if you're, you know, haven't received a special invitation to come in person, you can watch it live streamed and be able to join in the fun.
Okay, looks like it's going to be a fun event, kind of a very unique way to do a ribbon cutting. And we appreciate you stopping up and sharing the information with us this morning, Lisa.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today.